Automatic exhaust vents are not only useless, but they are potentially problematic if they do not have proper intake ventilation. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with Air Vent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host Air Vents in Person, Attic Ventilation, Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Today, we're going to discuss the number one mistake in residential attic ventilation, incorrect intake vents, which are the vents installed in the soffit, overhang, or low near the roof's edge. This is such a big problem that it accounts for the overwhelming majority of the callbacks we track at Air Vent. It's not the exhaust vents, it's the intake vents that are driving the problems. Our message today is important for residential architects who are writing the specs for a new house, home builders who are building the house, remodelers and roofing contractors installing the roof, and the homeowners living in the house. And here's the message. The attic under the roof needs not just exhaust vents, but intake vents. What exactly happens when intake ventilation is skipped, installed incorrectly, or the quantity is too few? Let's find out right now. Proper attic ventilation is a 1-2 punch of intake vents and exhaust vents. You'll hear people in the industry call it a balanced system. That means exhaust vents are balanced with an equal amount of intake. That gives the system its best chance to fight potentially damaging heat buildup, moisture buildup, and ice dams. If intake ventilation is done incorrectly or flat out skipped, the entire attic ventilation system is at risk. Sue McCollum-May, owner of A Better Way Construction and Roofing in Lincoln, Nebraska, sums it up nicely when she says, "If you don't install the intake vents, it's like doing half the project and stopping." We have a few examples of what happens when intake ventilation is skipped. Let's start with non-motorized attic exhaust vents, ridge vents, wind turbines, gable louvers, and rooftop box vents, sometimes called static vents. If any of them are starving for intake air they are not receiving, one of two problematic consequences can happen. First, they can actually pull air from themselves. That's the case we've seen in testing with ridge vents. The ridge vent will pull air from its backside if it's not being properly fed intake air from low on the roof. Trust me, air vent makes ridge vents. You do not want a ridge vent suddenly ingesting air and whatever the air is carrying at that moment with Mother Nature's help. The second problem, they can pull air from each other. That's what we see with wind turbines and box vents in testing. A wind turbine lacking proper intake can pull its needed air from a nearby wind turbine just a few feet away on the roof. Again, you do not want exhaust vents ingesting air or weather. Now let's talk about motorized attic exhaust vents for a minute. Roof mount and gable mount power fans, whether traditional electric or solar powered. If these fans are not receiving the needed intake air from the soffit, overhang, or low on the roof, it could cause the motor to prematurely burn out. Beyond that, a power fan could pull air from the conditioned living space if it does not have proper intake. Neither of those scenarios is desirable. These potential problems, inefficient airflow in the attic, weather infiltration through the exhaust vent, premature motor burnout, and pulling air from the conditioned living space are exactly why the manufacturer's installation instructions explain in black and white, this exhaust vent needs proper intake ventilation. The full terms of the shingle warranty are directly tied to proper attic ventilation. Proper attic ventilation is a balanced system of intake and exhaust, not just one or the other, but both. In fact, ARMA, which is the Asphalt Roofing Manufacturers Association, representing shingle manufacturers, specifically says the attic ventilation must be balanced with intake and exhaust vents. Finally, the International Residential Building Code calls for intake ventilation two ways. One, the code specifies in writing that the attic needs intake and exhaust ventilation. The code even details the amount needed. 2. The code states, follow the ventilation manufacturer's installation guidelines. And we've already gone over those guidelines. Exhaust vents need intake vents. So why would a roofing contractor, or a remodeler, or a home builder, or an architect skip the intake vents if they're so important? Part of it is lack of knowledge. They just may not realize the importance of intake vents. Hopefully, educational resources like this podcast can help. Another reason, in the case of replacing the roof, the homeowner may not be willing to pay the additional cost to get the intake ventilation fixed, even after learning about the potential consequences. Or, if it's a storm-damaged roof being replaced through homeowner's insurance, insurance is unwilling to bring the intake ventilation up to code standards, since it was not up to code before the damage. By the way, AirVent is trying to change insurance's mind about this. Stay tuned. Lastly, proper intake ventilation is sometimes skipped in the rush to get the project finished. It's viewed as a step easier to skip than tackle. But it only takes one costly callback to learn the lesson. Do not skip intake ventilation. We talk to roofing contractors who know better than to skip it. Chris Arrington, Vice President of Arrington Roofing in Dallas, Texas, is one of them. Chris says,
100% of the time we install intake ventilation, we always do it right or we don't do it.
Jeff Barnett, Vice President of Barnett Roofing and Siding in Canton, Michigan, is another one. Jeff says,
absolutely, we install intake vents when installing exhaust vents. Attic ventilation is a two-step process. Proper air exchange inside the attic needs both steps to function properly.
Clayton Putman, Commercial Project Manager at Elite Roofing, Denver, Colorado, will not install exhaust vents unless the intake vents are installed along with them. Clayton says,
we do it specifically this way because they work together as a system. An exhaust is ineffective without supporting help from the intake.
Here's another incentive for the roofing contractors to always include, or at least confirm, there is enough intake ventilation. They could boost their bottom line. Here's what Greg Pike, project consultant with Campo Roofing in Twinsburg, Ohio, says.
Through many years of doing this, I have found that including intake vents is an easy way to generate additional revenue while making sure that you're completing the project the correct way.
Sandra Daffer, owner of Hawaiian Built Roofing in Boise, Idaho, agrees. She says,
you're not just installing new shingles and exhaust vents. You're installing a total roof system and charging accordingly for it.
Chris Arrington of Arrington Roofing in Dallas says his repair technicians are seeing the direct impact incorrect ventilation has on the life of the shingle. And that evidence is shown to the homeowner.
We started a full-time repair division at Arrington Roofing a few years ago. And one of the most telling stories that I get from the repair guys on a regular basis is how old, newer shingles look that are in an attic with poor ventilation and how relatively good shingles are that may even be a little older that are over an attic that's properly ventilated. And we have sold a lot more ventilation packages in our repair division as a result, because the guys see it for themselves. And once you see something, I think you believe it, because I've had my company go to Paul's air vent seminars for quite a number of years, and it's good information, but once they've got that information and they know what to look for, I think the guys, once they see it and experience the difference it makes just to the shingle life, it really hits home, because that's what we see more as roofers. We don't really get to see people's utility bills as much, but we see the result of good or bad attic ventilation by the age or relative age of the shingle.
There's one more bonus to doing the attic ventilation correctly by including intake. The roofing contractor could stand out in the eyes of the homeowner. Sean Jagan, owner of Gorilla Exteriors Contracting in Shawnee, Kansas, explains.
It's a huge opportunity to set yourself apart from the other order takers who just replace the roof and the vents as is and don't even talk about the improvement of the house.
In this day of social media, it's very easy for homeowners to submit reviews and feedback about the services and products they have paid for and ultimately received. Roofing contractors want to be on the positive side of those comments. It can lead to referrals, which can lead to new business. Sean Toms, quality control inspector at SNK Roofing in Eldersburg, Maryland, knows. Sean says,
installing intake vents with exhaust vents is definitely a business opportunity because we're helping the customer update the home and reduce the home maintenance. Homeowners will remember this and they'll talk about it with their friends and neighbors.
Referrals, strong reputation, more sales leads, and a boost to the bottom line. And it all started because the number one mistake in residential attic ventilation was avoided. The intake vents were not overlooked. I want to thank each of the participants who contributed to today's episode. Your knowledge, experience, and sharing are helping the roofing industry and homeowners alike. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on iTunes if you'd like, and be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com, and please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.